Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hello, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Benton, and I'm really glad that you are back with me today because I think that this is a very practical episode that can really benefit every area of your life, not just food, not just fat loss. With that said, if you find it helpful, I would love it if you would share it with a friend because this is one that really applies across the board, far outside of fat loss, weight loss, fitness, nutrition, all of that. I wanted to share with you a concept that I learned from the author T. Harv Eker, author of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and he's also a business coach, and he talks about the difference between positive thinking and power thinking. And I want to share with you today how he explains the difference and how I use power thinking in my own life and with my one-on-one clients. And then I want to go through some really concrete examples based on emails I've received from you and comments on social media and contrast the difference between the way you currently think, how positive thinking would have you think, and then what power thinking looks like. And hopefully, my goal is to give you some really concrete tools and examples for implementing this into your own life and establishing it as a habit that's going to help you reach any goal in any area of your life. So many people instruct you to think positive, and I talk a lot about affirmations and how I've used affirmations and how I use affirmations with my clients. Unfortunately, an area where people get stuck when it comes to positive thinking is that they're just going through the motions, right? We run these positive thoughts through our head, but we don't really believe them, right? We doubt ourselves. So as we're thinking like, I'm happy, and we're really pissed off and angry at the world, our rational mind is going, yeah, right, whatever, right? And that doubt is dangerous. When you are just running the positive thoughts through your head, like, I'm gonna have a great day, everything's wonderful, I'm lean and healthy, and you're thinking, I feel like a beached whale, it's not a highly effective strategy. For many people, positive thinking means telling yourself that everything is rosy and good and you have everything under control, even when you believe in your head and your heart that that's totally not true. And so that disconnect limits the effectiveness of pure positive thinking for many people. Now, here's what's different about the idea of power thinking. Power thinking is about believing that everything is neutral, neither good or bad, and that you choose a value or emotion and assign it to that situation, that thought, that feeling, okay? So power thinking instructs you to assign values or emotions or feelings to situations, assign something that serves and empowers you instead of something that drains you and makes you feel hopeless. So for somebody looking to lose weight, their current thoughts might be, I'm so fat. I'm embarrassed by the way I look. I'm disappointed in myself that I never seem to follow through. I always fall out of the wagon and I can't get out of my own way. Now, if somebody instructed this person to just think positive, they might tell them to think, I'm lean and I'm fit and I make great choices all the time. When in their head, they're still thinking, I'm huge. I have no self-discipline, I have no motivation, and here I am going through the motions telling myself that I'm fit and I make great choices, even though I don't, right? But power thinking would look very different from both the current thought process of I'm fat and I'm embarrassed and I'm disappointed in myself, and very different from I'm lean and I'm fit and I make great choices and I'm also a liar. But power thinking might look like this. In the past, I haven't made great choices, right? But they've been my choices and I own them, and I have the same power to make different choices. And so every day, I'm gonna practice that. I'm gonna get better at making good choices because nobody forces me to do anything. I am totally in control. And it might not be easy all the time, but I do have the ability to make these good choices, practice them consistently, and keep practicing. And you know, I'm really grateful
that I have the opportunity and the ability to make those choices. Power thinking is about choosing to frame your situation or your circumstances in a way that is useful and empowering when your default way of thinking might be things that are not useful and not empowering, things that just make you feel down and disappointed and frustrated and stressed. You can choose to think about things that serve you, things that help you, and things that take you in the direction you want to go, or you can choose to think about things that discourage and frustrate and stress you out. It is a choice. The bottom line here is I totally believe in this. I practice it in my own life and with my own one-on-one clients. Everything is neutral. Food is neutral. Your food choices are neutral. You assign emotion. Conflict, disagreement with someone is neutral. You assign emotion. Your circumstances are neutral. You come and assign emotion. You build stories, okay? And unfortunately, oftentimes, the stories you build and create make you a powerless victim. Work is so stressful and you hate your job or your commute is awful. You have no time and you're so busy and you just don't have the time to make your health a priority. You have no control over your sugar cravings or your emotional eating is totally taking over your life. Those are all stories. Honestly, those are all stories that you created in your head. The only thing that is real is the choices that you make. Work is work. It's stressful if you decide to let it overwhelm you or if you assign negative emotion to it. You can have a lot on your plate and you can have a demanding job without choosing to respond with stress. You can have a long commute and feel grateful for the job and grateful for the time on the way into work that you can use as a tool, that time, you can use it as a tool to learn and improve your life and surround yourself with motivation. So let's go through some examples. And these are examples I've pulled from comments on social media or emails I have received from you. So we'll start with this one. I am in such a rut this week. I've been making awful choices and I'm really mad at myself. I hate that I keep falling into this same pattern and I can't seem to get myself out of it. Are those thoughts useful? Isn't there so much unnecessary emotion and judgment packed into that? Hasn't that been loaded with so much more than the facts? The only fact there is you made choices that won't help you reach your goals in the past. Period. That's it. The emotion and the judging and the beating yourself up, that is a choice. That is a choice you are making. And that mindset, the emotion, the judgment that you're bringing to that situation, is it serving you? Does it help you? Does it set you up for success? Does it move you in the direction of your goals? Nope, sure doesn't. A positive thinking twist on that might be, I'm having an amazing week and I'm proud of my fantastic choices. But if you are somebody who in your head, as you kind of go through that positive thinking script, thinks that's crap, that's not true, right? Then your rational mind is going to fight against that power of positive thinking. And again, this isn't to say that positive thinking doesn't work. In a lot of situations, it can and does. But there's another option that is more powerful more often, and that is power thinking. So power thinking might frame it like this. I'm in control of my choices, and I know it will be easier to make good choices when life isn't easy if I practice it. And in order to get better, I need practice. In order to have the opportunity to practice, I need stressful situations in my life. I need situations to arise where everything doesn't go according to plan. If those things don't happen, if life doesn't rattle me sometimes, I don't have an opportunity to practice. I've proven to myself that I can make bad choices, and now I'm grateful for these opportunities to prove something different to myself, to change my body, and in moments where life isn't going according to plan, I am going to practice gratitude for everything that is going well in my life, and I'm going to embrace the opportunity to practice making good food choices because making bad food choices only makes a less than ideal situation even worse. All right, so let's use a different example. This one came from an email from a woman who says, my kids are home for the summer and there's all this junk food around. I end up eating their food all day long and gaining weight at warp speed. Positive thinking might be, I make perfect choices no matter who's around. And if you believe in that and can embrace it, that's fantastic and that's awesome. But if your rational mind is going, no, you don't, and you gained 5 pounds yesterday, right? Power thinking might look more like this. I have total control over my choices, and that's actually a superpower I have, that nobody is putting food into my mouth other than me. So I'm paying attention to my choices, and every single time there's temptation, I am going to exercise my superpower, this superpower I have to totally change my body and my health. Every time I practice, it gets easier. When I skip practice, it becomes more of a challenge. But I am far more powerful than the temptations I face. All right, let's take another example here. Ever since menopause, I've totally lost control. I'm exhausted, I'm moody, I'm not sleeping well, and I feel like as soon as I even look at food, I gain weight. And I've pretty much resigned myself to the fact that I'll probably always have this belly pooch. Well, positive thinking might sound like this. I'm a machine and I'm full of energy and I'm leaner than I've ever been. Menopause who, right? But if that works for you, awesome, fantastic, do it. But if in your mind you're debating that all the time, then consider a power thinking approach, which might look something like this. Menopause changes my hormones, so I have to change my approach. It's neither good nor bad, it just is. And I'm so fortunate that there are a ton of resources about controlling hormonal shifts via food and exercise, and I have all the power to implement those changes. Every single day, I am gonna take one action step towards creating those changes and establishing them as habits. My body is responding to the changes I'm making, and it is worth it. One last example here. This one came from social media, and she says, I'm a yo-yo dieter. I do so well for a few weeks, and then I fall off the wagon, pile the weight back on. I'm totally exhausted. I'm frustrated, and I just feel desperate. Positive thinking might be, I have total control and complete self-discipline all the time. Power thinking might be something like this. Fortunately for me, I know what doesn't work. I have the benefit of experience telling me that diets do not work. So now I need to work on being consistent and not being on a diet all the time. So I'm going to take a new approach and I'm going to avoid the all or nothing thinking because I have the benefit of experience showing me that it doesn't work. I'm going to tackle one small goal every day and that's it. And I'm just really grateful to know what doesn't work for me and grateful for the ability to make another way work. So moving forward, I am going to do one thing every day to move me towards this goal. So positive thinking does work. This isn't a knock on positive thinking. It just has its limitations. If you are rationally thinking bull whenever you're thinking positively, then that's probably not going to have a high impact on you, and you might want to go to the power thinking, establishing that things that happen, choices you make, circumstances in your life are totally neutral, and you have all the power to assign valuable, helpful, useful thoughts, feelings, and emotions or not. That is a choice, 100%. So I hope that you will practice power thinking and see how it works for you. It's been very high impact in my life, not just with fat loss and fitness, but also with business. And it's something that I work with all my one-on-one coaching clients with. And they really find that though it takes some work up front, then it becomes a habit. Then you're no longer a victim. Then you feel more in control of all of your choices in life because you have the power to bring your reasoning skills and your decision-making skills to every opportunity, and you don't focus on what is not in your control. You focus on what you have the power to change and influence all the time. All right, let's go into the What I Ate segment as we wrap up today's show. What I ate yesterday. No surprise here, I had 2 cups of bulletproof-ish coffee in the morning to start the day. One was with butter and MCT oil, and then the second cup was just with butter. A few hours later, I had 3 cups of shredded cabbage sauteed with butter and coconut aminos. And on top of that, I had a can of wild-caught mini shrimp. A few hours later, I actually was feeling a little snacky and had a handful of almonds, and they were lightly salted. And then in the evening time, I had probably 3 or 4 full cups of shredded Brussels sprouts that were sauteed with bacon, and I had about a 5-ounce steak and 1/2 sweet potato with butter and salt. So I hope you guys are enjoying the What I Ate Yesterday segment. I've gotten some good feedback on it that it's just helpful for ideas for you all. So I'm happy to continue doing that. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you're stuck with something, please, please, please get on the Primal Potential VIP email list. You can get on it just right on the homepage of primalpotential.com just by sharing your name and your email address. That gives you direct access to my inbox. And I want to know what your challenges are, what your struggles are, what you're working to overcome, so I can help you, because my goal every single day is to help you move towards your goals. And if you don't ask for help, if you don't ask those questions, if you don't share your struggles, I'm really limited in the way that I can help. And it is my heart to help you. So I hope you will take advantage of that. And we will see you in a couple more days with another episode. So we'll see you then.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.